here, the bad boys are wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks. He's Zach Price with your host Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
And we got a barn burner for you today.
Burning some barns.
Some barn niggas. Wait, no, that sounded incredibly racist.
That's not going on the video feed.
That's going on the video. Yeah. Speaking of video. So, hey, Podzilla fans. Shannon Young here with you. Not racist. This is our first
good qualifier.
Assuming things go out, things happen the way we think they're going to happen. This is our first recorded podcast.
Recorded, video.
Like we're taping this. We're doing video. We're going to post this on YouTube. This is going to be the YouTube special edition.
Yeah,
where you can see us.
It's a good time for it.
It is, and why you would want to see us during the podcast, I don't know.
But we do some really stupid shit every now and then.
You fall over a lot.
I wheeze.
Yeah.
Or get up.
Hey, you know what?
When you get super angry, you get up and like get geared up.
For all the Podzilla fans that are watching us, whenever you see Zach stand up and put the microphone in front of him, it's time to go.
It's time to get real.
Also, this is a great way for us to break out, you know, our whole challenge thing where I eat those...
The ghost peppers.
Did you bring them?
If you're hungry, just tell us.
Just tell,
I mean, I'm hungry, but
Zach,
also...
Zach, do you need help?
But, okay, so I was listening... I was listening to Shaq's podcast yesterday, and he wants to get crowdfunding going for his thing.
What, senior podcast correspondent, Zach Price.
You're listening to Shaq's podcast?
It's really good. He's really smart, but he's actually saying...
I imagine Shaq has kind of a weird podcast.
That's what he sounds like, yeah.
When I think of Shaq, I just think of him doing the... thing.
He'll say that he'll do anything. I forget what it was, but he's like, I'll do anything. I was like, that's what I'll say. I was like, we can record it now.
Did he pimp Gold Bond while he was on there?
No.
Gold Bond medicated powder. I listened to the podcast.
I heard Charles Barkley will also do anything for money.
But what I'm saying, that's terrible what you say. That's terrible.
I ain't no real one.
Put it on the crowd funding that if they donate $5, I'll do something stupid and they get a shout out.
You know, I watched, as you know, I'm a nerdish kind of person. Yeah. Not quite like the guys on Nerd Up. But you ever watch the show, Hey Ash, What You Playing?
No.
No.
It's just this goofy skits about this girl named Ashley Birch who plays games, and it's a comedy thing. It's a skit thing.
Yeah.
At the end of her video last night, I noticed it had support us on Patreon.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, fuck. This is the new thing.
Everyone.
This
yep.
is the new flesh. It's Long live the new flesh.
There you go.
We don't have any notes for what we wanted to talk about today.
None of us got any.
I do.
I didn't care.
Well, thank God.
But I did.
But it doesn't matter because it's Night of Champions.
That's right.
That's what the show's going to be about.
All
mostly,
I have is the motherfucker of the week.
Oh, well, let's do it, man. You might as well get right to it.
Oh, okay. Motherfucker of the week, Lonnie Chapman.
Oh, no. Why?
That's what I said.
Why would you know why? Don't even give me that.
I know why. I just...
Oh, boy. It just got real.
Here we go.
2 minutes and 45 seconds into the show.
I'm going to go ahead and type up my resignation.
September 4th, I go into Gaming Grounds, and I pre-order my NHL game.
Oh, I know what this is about.
Yesterday, it came out. No, it gets better than what you hear, probably. And I go there to get my game.
Billy's been around a lot this week.
Billy's like, it's not here. And I was like, what do you fucking mean it's not here? And I message him, and I go down to Jackson because I'm so heated about this situation. And I was like, where the fuck's my game? He's like, Lonnie never pre-ordered it. What?
No.
Lonnie never pre-ordered it. And I pre-ordered it to get special things for it.
Uh-huh.
He never ordered it. He wouldn't call Best Buy for me to let them say I can come in and pick it up. So then I, the customer who already purchased that one place, had to drive back into the city to go to a store to pick up a game I pre-ordered from somewhere else. And then this lady at the counter gave me a hard time because I didn't know the last 4 digits of the card. But the other lady told me I didn't have to call Lonnie. I'm very heated about it.
Did you get the game?
Yes.
Sit down.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Okay,
it's really
sit
good.
Down.
His motherfucker of the week differs from my motherfucker of the
week. Yeah.
My motherfucker of the week is the Sandman.
Wait. Like, which one?
Like, the one that brings you a dream.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of ECW, too.
Well, I was thinking ECW, and then I was like, there was a comic book.
Neil Gaiman? No. No, mine is the actual Sandman, who brought me the weirdest dream last night, where somehow my compatriot, Bob, and I went back to my old school at Egyptian.
What?
Yeah.
So, Egyptian?
Yeah. I went to Egyptian. Yeah. Did you go to Egyptian?
Yeah, I graduated there.
See? Small world.
You're so full of shit.
No, swear to God. So we went back to Egyptian, and we're touring the school, and Bob disappears. I'm talking to this woman and her kid.
How do you get lost in Egyptian?
It gets weirder. Suddenly, most of the people are in their underwear, and I say, where's Bob? Like, well, he's staying for the sex. And then the woman asked me, would you like to stay for sex?
Did you know who the woman was?
No, it was just some, it was a mystery nigga.
Jeez.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
So I say no. and I want to find Bob. I go looking for Bob. He tells me he's staying for the sex.
Sure. Why not?
Is it weird every time you say Bob, I think of the minion Bob?
Yeah, now it's weird. Now it's real weird.
That's the one that crossed the line. And I got so mad at Bob that I accidentally broke my teeth out of the front of my mouth. So now I'm spitting up blood and teeth.
Wait, like I know I'm trying to qualify a dream, but like you just grabbed him and just, oh, I'm fucking so
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, I was like so mad I grabbed my jaw and just ripped my teeth out. And they shattered. And then I woke up and I was like, fuck.
Did you check your teeth? Your
was I do. Because
I've had that
man.
Problem before where it's like, you pull, I forget what it is, like you pull like the roll up off the paper. You know how you do that? I had that before with like pulling my teeth and all the gums and everything just came off with it. And I woke up and I was like, I've had that dream multiple times.
Oh, boy.
And it's not fun to have a dream about
that. So, fuck you, Sandman.
Yeah.
What an ass.
What an asshole.
I guess I'll just stick with yours. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so that
I didn't get a lot of sleep, but that's what I endured when I did. And then I woke up, and I was like, well, why isn't my alarm going off? Because I need to be somewhere at 10.
Yeah.
I look, and the sun's coming through the window, so I'm paranoid. So I finally get up at 7 a.m. So I go to lay back down.
That's the time I was up.
And I go, okay, well, I'm going to go back to sleep. And then I didn't.
Yep.
So, wrestling.
You didn't even listen to the show, did you? When you were already up.
I laid in bed. I don't have access to radio. My phone was dead.
Nah, I'm just jacking with you. I do have a couple of things that we can talk about before we get straight to Night of Champions. Yes. You mentioned it, but I'll throw out the details.
Is it about Hulk Hogan?
And then I'll just let you rage. Yeah, how about that? WWE officials are apparently telling talent that are affiliated with the company and with Hogan to cut contact with him after all the shit went down, you know, several months ago. And apparently now they're also saying that not only do they not want them to have contact, but they're even asking like the legends to not have contact. If they're under WWE contract, don't talk to him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Don't text the Hulkster.
Did you guys watch the Stone Cold podcast yet?
No.
Well, one of the questions in there, he asked Edge and Christian, who are the guy you watch? Who was your favorite wrestler growing up? Hogan. They both said Hogan. I was like, surprised they didn't cut that out.
Yeah, well,
it was live, but I'm surprised they didn't cut out later on. And then all of a sudden, now this is out.
Yeah, say maybe the two are related. Now I still have the hope. That this was, because I saw this on 411 Mania. Mm-hmm. Is that where you saw it on?
You sent it to me,
Yeah. I'm hoping
why wasn't I sent it? Why didn't you tag me in it?
I wanted a surprise for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I know you don't like Hulk Hogan.
And it was less about the news and more about I'm pissed off about it.
I'm hoping that it's just a bad story. It's just poor journalism. Because, I mean, I like 411 Mania, but they've been accused of doing bad journalism before.
Yeah, there's actually a couple more things we're going to touch on that I'm wondering if it's more 411 and less actual,
reality.
Yeah.
But with the Hogan thing, if this is true, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. So you're telling me that a man that made a mistake 8 years ago that has already been fired and you're trying to take him out of your entire history,
now you're
going to tell your workers not to speak to him?
Well,
you sound like a jealous boyfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah.
I could understand if they didn't want him to bring him up, like you said, Zach, even if it's not a WWE-related situation. Obviously, that was a podcast. They don't want that on there. I'm sure they wish they'd caught that quicker.
Yeah.
But even if it's an outside story, even if it's a legend who's just talking to a random wrestling podcast that has nothing to do with WWE, I could understand if they were saying, hey, do us a favor. Please don't bring up the Hogan issue.
Right.
Don't talk about it.
Right.
It's a legal thing. We're handling it. He's handling it. Just let it be. But to tell him not to talk to him at all is kind of,
that's
might be
ridiculous.
Overstepping your boundaries.
Absolutely. I've never been to a job where they told me who I could and
that's
could not speak to.
That's crossing the job line. That's going into the person's
personal
life.
Might appreciate this, too. I don't know if you noticed, but at the end of the story, they finally specifically noted some feel that that's whoever some is. Feel that the situation's a double standard because WWE immortalized Ultimate Warrior despite his previous comments, et cetera.
Sheik's still in the Hall of Fame. Sheiky baby's all over the internet.
Yep.
No matter what he said.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. I'll never respect the fag. I'll never respect the gay.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Iron
Sheik.
That's a, you got to do the quotes and then Iron Sheik at the end.
He's an embarrassment.
At the end, on your left.
And now Snuka's on the way out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's a whole
that's ridiculous.
A whole situation.
That pisses me off. Even if you're not a Hogan fan, that still will piss you off because the company has no right to tell you who to speak to. Yes, bringing it up on the air, that's one thing.
Right.
You don't want to bring Hogan up on the air. Hogan himself said, they did what they had to do,
sure.
I understand. And sure, a lot of that's probably politicking because he wants to go back in.
Yeah, of course.
Which he'll be back in one day.
Yeah, one day he'll be back, there's no doubt. But if you're Hulk Hogan, how much can you take of this shit before you go, man, fuck that.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
Not even worth it.
Money talks.
The only other outside of WWE story that I came across, I don't know how much you guys have been keeping up with TNA, and of course...
Dixie Carter bought out the minor.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett.
The GFW guys.
No, are you serious?
Yep. And last, I guess it was last night, did they run Wednesdays? Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
They had the big match with
this morning. Yeah.
TNA versus GFW.
It was the, what's going to happen, what's going to go down? Well, TNA's in control now. They won the deal at the end, they won the match, so TNA takes over. They have announced that they are good to go on Destination America through the end of the year. The understanding was that it was at least through the end of the month. Dixie announced last night it's through the end of the year, and now apparently negotiations are underway for 2016. But there is a lot of speculation. This is from Wrestling Observer Newsletter that basically a lot of this is progressing really slowly, partly because Destination America is treating it the same way that Spike TV did. And that essentially what they're going for is, we're just giving you time to find somewhere else to go.
Right.
We don't want you, but we'll work with you a little bit and give you some time. So February 2016 is the rumored, by then we're done. That's it.
This just really pisses me off because, like, the whole reason Colt Cabana, or fucking, I listened to Colt Cabana's podcast with Jeff Jarrett the other day. And the whole reason Jeff Jarrett basically left TNA was to start his own company, to get his own thing off the ground, to not be with Dixie Carter, to not have...
Yep.
The failure.
Well, good news.
Yeah. And the fucking next day he signs.
Yeah, well, he's
lost, out.
Yeah, he's lost minority control.
Yeah.
So Jeff Jarrett is completely out of TNA.
Yep.
He has no standing in it anymore.
Nope.
So he's free to do whatever with GFW. I was really hoping to see more GFW and TNA working together, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like two fledgling companies
who
need
to help. I just
want
Dixie Carter part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's kind of
the
like.
The thing is that if you. She owns the company. Well, I understand that. She really does want it to succeed. But you can't have it to see with you being on screen all the fucking time.
She's like a poison dart frog.
I mean, we all like to see Vince McMahon on the screen, but he knew when his time was to be on and when to be off.
Well,
I
he
stopped.
Learned.
He learned. Eventually. She seems to not get it.
Yeah. I stopped liking Vince McMahon on my screen probably when he got the stupid haircut, when he did the hair versus hair match. Because then he just started to look like a feeble old man.
Well, it had run its course by that point. That's when we got into the Vince as ECW champion. And all of that. And that was really, like, I guess his last major storyline that I remember anyway. I mean, they cut it off completely after Benoit and the limo explosion.
But,
after name redacted.
But,
Steve
Richards. He really has learned to not come out. Like, even when he sang his birthday, they said he won't come out here.
No.
When has Vince ever been back in the day, ever passed up his turn to come out and be on camera?
Well, could his fucking kids learn that lesson?
They're not on the
Shane
screen, though.
Did. He has something better
Shane
to do.
Bailed out, yeah. But as much as I love to see Stephanie McMahon because I'm an...
But they go on vacation a lot, though. Vacation. But they're not on screen. There are some days where I'm like, okay, God, I don't want them on screen. And then there's days like... I'm happy they'll be back.
I love seeing Stephanie McMahon.
I
love
do.
Seeing her. She's very attractive.
We know why.
Yeah. Tick old bitties and whatnot.
In that cave.
Eat the booty like groceries is what I would do.
Cave.
I put the pussy on chain wax.
What the fuck does that mean? Fucking let's go on.
Anyway, my problem with Stephanie and Triple H being on screen is that when they're on the screen, it's becoming more and more... confusing.
They're about to do it, basically.
Well, like on Raw.
Too.
On Raw. They're
Did
dancing.
You really just...
Well,
I gotta get
the motion
for
the camera.
To work with, right?
We have to... It's like the Futurama episode with Harold Zoid. It's like, could you get a little more action in the background?
Never seen the show.
We're gonna get flagged on YouTube for that.
For this?
I don't think so.
What if I did this motion?
Okay, what were you saying? What were you saying?
what was I saying? Oh, so on Raw, they're there dancing with New Day.
That was funny.
It's funny, but it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, they're heels.
But the crowd's cheering the New Day.
Yeah.
So they take...
What kind of dance was it?
I don't know. The Macarena? The Macaroni?
No,
I don't know the dancing.
It was less
you
of
want
a,
me to do the dance?
Yeah, it was less of a dance and more of a just motion.
A jig.
Yeah.
Hunter, can you demonstrate the jig?
I mean, no.
Okay. Can you hop in front of the camera and demonstrate
it? I don't think I can.
But no, it's just annoying that they take anything that catches on... And they try to make it part
of
them.
Yeah.
Like Fandango. Remember Fandango?
The Divas. The worst
That's
one.
The worst one. Absolutely. But Fandango.
They
that
won't
was
let
thing.
It be organic.
Nope. Can't be.
I mean,
have to be part of it.
Imagine if Stone Cold, during the rise of Stone Cold, if they had assigned Stephanie as his manager just to, or Stephanie started hanging out and drinking beers with him every week just because.
Just to be a part of it.
Yeah. Let the New Day do their own thing. You fuck up the New Day. Vince, you fuck up the New Day.
By the way, speaking of New Day. Have you been on WWE Network lately?
No.
They have this new show, and it's called Table for Three, and they'll bring in, like, three old-timers or just three people to sit at a table and have dinner. And this week was New Day. It's basically just them having a chat while they're
recording. So that sounds fun.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Well, they're funny guys.
You really need to watch. They call, like, they talk about how...
funny how? Like, how am I funny to you?
Wait, what's the name of the show?
Table for Three.
And they bring in, like, legends and stuff like that?
Well, the first
I think
one
I've heard of that show. They brought Jimmy Snook in once, and he killed it.
No, the first one was Piper, then he died.
Oh.
They poisoned his food.
Oh!
No.
He looks right at the camera.
How come every time I make an obscene joke, I get like, oh, you're fucking terrible.
It's not
He
expected.
Makes an obscene joke, and we just laugh it off.
I did say something, was it last week or the week before, about Piper being dead, and I got a pretty wild-ass reaction to those. So.
Something about China at the funeral or something like that.
Yeah.
Something about making fun of dead people sets people
off.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was no good.
God damn it.
So, yeah, that's the most of the outside of WWE news.
Also,
couple of things.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Chris Mordetsky.
Sure, it's your show, man.
It's our show.
Well,
it's our show.
It's nice of you.
Chris Mordetsky, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it?
I think so.
It was Chris, what was his name?
Masters.
Chris Masters, yeah. He's like the main guy in GFW.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually spoken to him before.
Is he an asshole? Because Jeff Jarrett talks about how he's really like, well, not an asshole, but he's very like.
He's very intense.
About himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I talked to him, me and him talked about pizza. He told me what kind of pizza he likes, and I agreed. No, he's a Papa John's kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, cool guy, and plus, dude looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
He should be a star.
Yeah.
He should be a star. That's all I wanted to say.
He should have been a star in WWE, but it just...
So should a lot of people.
Too bad Santino Marella took him off his thing.
We don't have enough tape in the world for that show.
Who uses tape?
We do. There's tapes in there.
I use tapes, asshole.
You use tapes on your asshole? What do you... What? I missed part of that.
He gets worried when Nate comes
that's
around.
That's what she said.
Oh, no. All right, so pre-card, the only other little bit of news was that, and this was, I think this was yesterday or this morning, apparently there is serious talk in WWE about reuniting Rusev and Lana.
Thank God.
Good. Now, here's the problem, though. I absolutely agree with you, but it's going to be like 4 months.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They can't,
she
can't come
too.
Back. Yeah, she's broken wrist, out for a
long
time.
Well, I mean, if she's with Rusev, all she has to do is stand there and look sexy.
Well, but she actually sells it better than Lana. When Summer's there, she's like...
Yeah.
But when Lana's out there, she's like
she
banging the mat,
day?
Screaming.
Why was she doing the New Day Club?
Well, that's because it's catching on. But she's out there, and she's like, just all she has is a facial expression. When Lana's out there, she like slams the mat and yells and crushes.
And that's great.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh, yeah. She can sell it.
Sometimes a facial is all you need, and I would love to...
Not Summer's.
With Summer, facial.
Fix her nose. Where you were going with that. Yeah. So here's my point, though. I think that if they want to do something with this that'll be worthwhile, not just a double turn, basically a quadruple turn.
Yeah.
You've already planted
Jesus Christ, Vince Russo.
You've already planted the seeds that Summer is cheating on Rusev with Dolph Ziggler, who's cheating on Lana by, you know, the what?
So really, the
transitive property there, I guess.
The only people that are getting hurt are Lana and Russo.
And that's the point, is that eventually you have this double turn go down, and then honestly you'll have Rusev and Lana as faces. You can drop the whole constant support of Russia and Bulgaria, drop that, just have her be the manager, he's the monster, there you go.
Well, I mean, just from a storyline standpoint, Lana's dropped the Russia thing.
Right.
She's been Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev dropped the Russian thing. He's just the Bulgarian brute.
Right.
You can have Americanized Lana and the Bulgarian brute be faces.
Yeah, that
would people
be
wanted to cheer Rusev anyway.
Exactly.
He's so awesome.
Have Ziggler finally go back to being a heel.
Yeah.
I love the guy, don't get me wrong, and I get why he gets cheered, but this is the problem. You were just kind of alluding to it earlier that we have. We love the heels like the New Day, so we cheer them. So eventually they get turned face,
yeah.
They get watered down, and then all we want is for them to go back to being heel again.
Yeah.
It happened to John Cena. It just never continued the cycle.
Randy Orton.
Right. Orton has been back and forth.
It's
on
like
that
they don't times. Know how to do the perfect medium because they do it too many times with Big Show, and they don't do it enough with Cena. They don't know,
Orton,
they don't know where to hit the sweet spot.
Orton was like a snake. They just kept turning him until finally they got it perfect. Because now he's the kind of guy who
he's
can...
He's just a tweener. Just middle ground.
Yeah, he can
do
the English-type stuff, but play it as a face and not seem awkward.
You know... Correct me if I'm wrong if you guys disagree with this, but I think Big Show's the same way. Big Show can go out there and get the crowd to cheer him or boo him. He can play the crowd whichever way he wants.
Yeah.
He has them all in their hands every time.
Every time.
He knows what to say to him.
He goes out, he punches the guy, they cheer. He comes out, he complains. So Big Show and Orton, to me, are very, very similar to each other in that
respect.
We've
just unfortunately reached a point in Big Show's career where I don't know how much longer the guy can go, man.
Well, he's got nothing left to prove. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
But the thing with Big Show is, what do you do after WWE?
Good question.
You're a 7-foot-tall monster.
You would think, but he's so, in the media, he's so visible, it's kind of hard to put him in a movie and not go, hey, it's the Big Show.
Yeah. There are some people that you can't...
He's too unique.
You can't ignore.
Yeah, they're stereotyped for a reason.
You can't not see.
Right.
Yep.
Who the fuck is Big Show going to play?
Who the fuck is this
but
guy?
Speaking of Rusev, have you been watching Xavier Woods' podcast?
Oh, Up, Up, Down, Down? Absolutely.
Rusev's on it.
Tom Poe?
I watched the very first episode where he got on it. I've been hooked ever since. He's so fucking funny.
He is. Rusev is such a funny guy.
Did you watch the one about where he's playing Tomb Raider?
Yes.
Or he's playing Mad Max?
Yes.
God, that was so funny. I love it.
Yeah, Up, Up, Down, Down is fantastic.
I like whenever he goes up with the ball at Heath Slater, he's like, I've never throw before. And then he fucking nails him.
Great show.
All right.
Great show.
We're 20 minutes in. I guess we probably better jump on Night of Champions, right?
Can I say two more things?
No. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, first of all, we want to say congratulations to The Rock. Have you heard about this morning?
Yeah, having a baby.
Having a baby.
So I just want to say congratulations to The Rock. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, sure. And I want to complain about there. WWE again.
What's
for
that?
One second, complain about WWE. Because the next
we're
night
still
on
talking about WWE.
Next night on SmackDown, Reigns and or Raw, Reigns and Ambrose come through the crowd again.
Mm-hmm.
Last night on NXT, Bayley runs in the crowd all around the arena in the crowd.
Oh. Now, see, it's to be like, fair, like I mean, granted, I know this is going to sound dumb given that that guy tried to kill somebody outside of Full Sail or had a gun or whatever went on there, but like I feel like Full Sail is such a much more controlled environment.
Don't do like this.
Yeah, I feel like you can get away with a little more.
The fans just let her do it and just
give
her a high five.
Yeah, but yeah, at a normal just random crowd on any given night, that's...
But it's like it's like they do, it's like they completely ignore what happened Monday and they're just saying, actually, go more into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fear that comes with that, and especially with the Divas. I'm not saying that they're not tough. They could probably kick most of those people's asses.
Yeah.
But you said it was Bayley, right?
Bayley. Everybody loves her, though. But.
I mean, look at a girl like Bayley. Physically attractive. I'm going to get perverted. Great body, large chest. If she's running out in the crowd and grabbing everybody, someone's going to, at some point.
But nobody touched her unless she touched them.
Not this time. But someday, someone's going to grab her.
Yeah.
Someone's going to grab her breast. Someone's going to grab her ass. Remember when Natalia was standing next to the barricade and kid just reached over and cropped her entire breast?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I mean, granted, it's a taped show, so that at the very least, for the show purpose, they can edit it out. But, I mean, you can't edit that out of somebody's brain.
No,
man.
Bayley
that
should not be subjected to some guy feeling her up because she's in the crowd. And shame on the fans if they ever do it. It's their fault, not hers.
Yeah.
She absolutely has the right to look good, you know, and to be out with the fans. But, it's our culture. It's our fucking culture.
Yep.
No,
we raged about that so hard last week.
Not to our fans. Not to the fans, but to the people who do stupid
things. Down.
I don't think they can hear me.
turn it up a little bit. All right, Night of Champions. Louis. Let's get right to it. Here we go.
I don't think you just call everybody out.
Well, he can't hear it anymore. So.
Does he not listen? Okay, never mind.
All right, let's start this
thing
off.
Do you not know what happened?
Oh, man.
He's gone, buddy.
Oh, I know.
He's dead to us.
All right, Night of Champions.
Night
this
of Champions.
Sunday, here we go. We're kicking things off with the what they're calling the kickoff match. I assume is happening. Turn off your phone.
No, that's him.
I don't know who it was.
I don't have a phone, Hunter.
I just like the status that you put up there, and then it beeps. So basically, it's me sending it to you, so Hunter can yell at both of us.
Both of you. This, I guess, when they say kickoff, I don't know if they mean beginning of the show or if they're just going to do this on the pre-show, whatever. I'm guessing the latter. Stardust and the Ascension in a six-man tag against the Lucha Dragons and Neville.
That is great the pre-show.
Great match. And
great
that's
match.
Awesome. I'm so glad that we brought all these guys up from NXT to not be on the show proper.
Well, when the entire show's on the network,
actually,
it doesn't fucking matter, does it?
True. It's just fair, yeah.
Because they don't get
still.
The pay-per-view bonuses anymore. I mean,
yeah.
Or if they do, it's very small.
I'm assuming it's like a network exclusive is what they'll call it.
Right. You had a point.
No, I was just thinking, I was trying to remember. I remember on Raw they announced the pre-show, and for some reason I was thinking it was Cesaro. But I don't know if he had
Is Cesaro on there? Because the big rumor.
I got nothing with Cesaro.
We'll get to there. We'll feed you.
Cesaro. I got nothing with pizza over here. I can't help you.
Cesaro's wasn't that good.
No.
Neither is Little Caesars, but.
Why?
Keep talking.
Why? Talk shit. Get hit. No.
Tanner's coming by today. We're going to have pizza.
Uh-oh.
What kind?
Not Little Caesars.
Hope San Marcos.
Would you like that with an extra side of foot?
I'd like that extra side of fucking, never mind.
No. Gay niggas.
Can you stop saying that? Because literally, I was really excited to bring this camera in. Set all of it up. I look funny setting up because I didn't know what I was doing, and now it's going to be so racist when we first
That's
put it out
it
there.
That's why it looks funny.
For the record, I'm just going to point this out before we get into the show more. Go watch Gangsta Party Line. We're not
too
racist.
Late now. They've already stopped listening to us.
If they've listened to our shows up to this point and don't expect me to say the N-word...
Who the fuck
are these guys?
I'm going to stop asking you as a nice person. Can you stop using the N-word on those shows I'm on?
I will not use it anymore today.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good
Let's
idea.
Go on.
All right, so six-man tag. Stardust and the Ascension against Neville and the Lucha Dragons. One of these is an actual team, which leads me to believe they're probably the ones winning here.
Yeah.
He's talking about Stardust.
Yeah. He's been calling them, what, the Cosmic... Not the... No, that was the Cosmic King. What is he calling them now? The like...
JTTS?
Cosmic Wasteland or something.
Jobber to the Stars?
Yeah, something like that. So anyway...
I like the Ascension.
Yeah.
When they don't speak, they have a great presence. Mm-hmm. They have a great look. And with Stardust, it's a great team up.
I think. Totally.
Neville and the Lucha Dragons, I get it. They're all high flyers.
Right. Yeah.
So it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a throwaway match.
Yeah.
But for an intro match, it's going to be great.
It's going to get the fans all. It's going to be a lot of movement.
And I think this is a situation where normally with that, you almost always go with a face win. But again, since you have an established team here, somebody's pinning Kalisto. Let's just put it at that. I mean, there's no way.
Somebody's going to pin Neville again.
Someone's going to try to pin Sin Cara and he's going
to
botch it.
I'm trying to get around that, man. Don't jinx it.
There's no reason Neville should. Remember when Neville first came to Raw and he wrestled
John?
For the world title.
Yeah.
No, for the U.S. For the U.S.
title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's curtain jerking.
Yeah, well, when he left NXT, he was NXT champion, like, right up until the bitter end there.
Yeah. Who did he lose the title to, though?
Sami Zayn? Sami Zayn.
Yeah, Sami Zayn.
And what happened to Sami Zayn?
Sami Zayn injured again.
Let's go over this just real quick.
Yeah.
Champion before Adrian Neville was Bo Dallas, right?
Yes.
Dallas, wasted.
Yep.
Neville, wasted.
Zayn injured,
but when he was there, they were just having him job out to Kevin Owens in the worst ways possible.
Kevin Owens wasn't on Raw this week, or the Who edition yet. Either.
He's on the card. We'll get to that in a little bit.
If they fuck Finn Balor over,
I don't think he's going to leave NXT.
I wouldn't.
I think if Finn Balor plays his cards right, he'll stay there as long as he can, and then as soon as he's done, be like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
I made some money.
I'm going to go run my school now. Yeah. You guys have fun. Enjoy.
So yeah, I'm going to go with you on this and say Stardust and Ethan.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I'm going to go against you guys.
Well, of course you are. I'm not terribly fucking surprised. All right, so we get on to the show proper, and we've already talked about this a little bit. There's only two matches that are not title matches that are confirmed right now, one of which is Rusev and Dolph Ziggler. At this point, doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't
matter.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Flip a coin.
Because the feud's going to be going for the next 4 months. We all know.
I have a prediction.
Okay.
That during this match, we will be ordering pizza.
I was going to get Casey's. I'm going to drive to Jackson during that match.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Yeah.
And come back with some cases.
I think Jordan's coming.
No, he's not going to work.
He said he's going to try to get off, though.
Okay.
So cool. If he can.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Son of a bitch.
You got to do it, man. You got to. You're going
to. Actually, you got to say cool.
You.
Cool.
But you're going to love the show, I promise.
Dude, it's so good. I need somebody to watch it. Kaylee won't watch it with me.
Wonder what's happening on the internet.
Yeah, it's all right. Anyway, Rusev and Dolph Ziggler. If I had to guess, I'm going to say Ziggler because I think Rusev won their last match. I don't know.
Unless they turn Lana and she
helps. I don't think they can yet. She's out.
But it's WWE.
Yeah. But she's only out, like, what, was it 2 to 4 weeks they said? Or would they say 4 months?
No, months.
Are we
4 months. Shit.
Are we forgetting that this is the same company that had The Miz beat Mizdow for the name Mizdow
and
Summer Rae, who then left 4 months to film a movie, leaving leaving Sandow with nothing.
Well, let's be honest, too. They could pull this turn off if they're going to do like what we were talking about earlier with Rusev and Ziggler. They can do that without Lana being there because then Lana can return to the big face reaction later on.
To help Rusev.
Right.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'm still going with Ziggler. End of the day, I still think Ziggler's probably going to win
Ziggler's
this
take
particular
it
match,
yeah.
I guess. It doesn't really matter.
No.
I'm going to go with Rusev.
Just do it.
Just do it just to be the counterpoint. Otherwise, we're going to be jerking each other off.
Somebody's going to win.
Nobody's going to win.
Somebody.
Just real quick, did you see Sandow returned to his gimmick?
Old school gimmick,
The savior of the masses.
God, I love that.
Yeah, so thank God. If they do it right. Fantastic.
Honestly, I wish you'd just hang out in NXT for a while. Another little safe haven. Or
turn off your phone!
You've never yelled that. That was. Is it a little cathartic? Do you feel good?
Well,
Tanner, it's Tanner. He asked, is it seriously going to be taped?
Yep.
Well, it's not. Is it going to be taped? It is. By the time you listen to it now. See, I'm already playing with the future.
I kind of wish, just as a joke, when we started, I just would have went. The whole show.
But. Just dead stared at it.
Anyway.
So we got one more six-man tag, the other non-title match. And this is the one, honestly, this
fuck,
has...
I don't care about tag. Okay, let me
guess.
This one has a little more attention around it. Whoa.
He's getting mad.
It's like every fucking day they end Raw with a six-man or...
Did you not know Teddy Long joined the writing team?
Playa? God damn it, I fucking hate.
Every other match is going to be one-on-one with The Undertaker.
Playa?
Who? This is going to be Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against
the Wyatt family. No, this is fine.
This is important for this one.
Because the big question is who's going to be the third member.
That is the big question.
By the way.
And I've got Bobby Brain in my head screaming, but is he the third member?
I still want to mention, I watched NXT last night. Adam Rose was on there.
Under his new gimmick?
As Adam Rose. But he was as...
With glasses.
He had glasses on.
He's like a hipster now.
And he's like... The WWE took a big old steamy poop on my party. Now we pick a big steamy poop on the NXT, is what he said. That basically was a promo said.
Well, at least that makes sense, because it's true.
Yeah.
WWE fucked over his gimmick.
But then the crowd, after he got done with his promo, all they started chanting was, Leo Kruger.
Yeah, Leo. They want Kruger back real bad. Honestly, I still wish they'd do that and put him with the Wyatt family.
Yeah, but not going to happen.
No. So, anyway, but who's going to be the...
who's the mystery partner?
The mystery...
No.
Partner.
Don't do it.
Partner.
Because if I can't say my shit, you can't say your shit.
The big rumor is that Reigns is going to turn heel.
Right.
So.
No.
Is there even a match?
Because is there even going to be a match?
Is there even a match? I mean, he's not going to join the Wyatt family, but is there even a match? Does he just turn on?
Does he just leave Ambrose?
At the like the idea of whenever you tie that in, with them staying face, Ambrose and Reigns, and you tie it into the main event we're talking about later with Seth Rollins, and then
you want the Shield reunion.
I want the Shield reunion. I want so the bad. Shield.
Well, maybe what if Ambrose turns too, and they go back to being heels?
But I mean, I guess you have to do it at the end of the show. That's the thing. Assuming there is still a partner, that honestly, I could give a crap who wins the match. I just want to know who they're going
to
have out there.
They've been building it up so much, there has to be a special partner.
Well,
and you know it's going to be a letdown for one.
Yep.
But the question is, who would be the biggest letdown? No. I think we're all agreed.
Baron Corbin
would be the biggest letdown.
Well, it seems like that one is apparently shot down.
Thank
for the most part,
God.
they've killed that rumor off. That's good. Done. Orton
because
is not injured, but is not at the show because the Wyatt family took him out.
He's taking time off.
I'm air quoting so much, I'm going to go flying here in a minute.
If only the fans could see.
So Orton's out of contention. Jimmy Uso, I think Jimmy's the uninjured one, right?
That's one of the Usos.
No,
yeah. So the one that looks like The Rock.
The Wyatt family took him out too. So now that's not an option. I think that happened on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So now he's out. And Orton. Who the fuck is this guy?
I already said that.
Yeah. I'm so angry that we're having a fucking six-man tag match.
Here's the thing. This is the general internet consensus is that it's going to be
Kane.
Like
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, Kane or like a one-timer who just comes in occasionally, like Chris Jericho, and they're just going to show up, help out, and then they're gone.
Jericho would make sense because he had that feud with the Wyatt,
right? So at least you've got some logic there.
Yeah, Kane would make sense.
Some fucking logic into this for some.
Kane would make sense too.
Because remember,
when the Wyatts came up the first time, they targeted Kane.
Yeah.
So Kane would also, and plus Kane's been, dispatched by the authority.
Right. He's out of the question there.
Yeah. So
he's
Kane,
been off screen for a while.
I will pop for Kane.
Yeah.
I will pop for Jericho to a lesser extent.
I will pop for Kane if it's not. I just got out of the showers
out of the boardroom.
The gym. Yeah, after playing handball, you know.
No. I feel like if Kane comes back at this point, he's going to come back full on.
One big run.
Yeah.
One last big run.
Not with the mask and the hair.
Yeah, you don't have to do all
just
that.
Just do the Kane that was bald, that had the tights, that he was scary.
Right.
He was scary.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. Zach, you don't look like you accept it.
I'm trying to think of somebody else.
I started to say, what are the options? That's the problem.
And the thing
I'm
is,
with
I can't
you. Don't
think
get me wrong. I don't. I'm not like, yeah, fucking Kane.
Jordan,
but
I heard CM Punk.
and because I can't think of anybody, I lose interest in this match again. Because if you say Kane, I'm just like,
well,
Kane
who else
again.
Could it be? Who
That's
else could
the thing.
It be?
I don't even know who else is a reasonable. And
everyone
option.
Says Seth Rollins.
No,
it's not going to be.
He's not going to have three fucking matches.
No, there's
and
no.
Two of them be heel, and the middle match be a face.
Well, it depends on where they place it on the card.
He doesn't even like those guys. I mean, that's the thing. Based on the on
none
on
of that
the,
makes sense.
The, no,
you,
that's
sense.
What we all want to happen
this
in the future.
This show makes no sense.
This company makes a goddamn sense.
I just, man, come on.
So anyway, whew,
please let me somebody cool.
All right, now title matches. Are we going to bother picking a winner for that? I mean, at the end of the day, I think the Wyatt family wins.
Wyatt family will win.
No matter who the partner
actually,
is.
Yeah, because that Braun Strowman, they're
that's,
pushing him
yeah.
so hard.
Yeah, they got
and that's a mistake,
that.
By the way.
Isn't his? I just don't like his finisher. It's so like.
What is it?
I've not seen it.
Basically,
or I haven't paid attention.
If I was to move to you, you would be in this position, and he basically just squeezes you, picks you up, and just swings you around, and basically just makes you like a dog.
It's like a
so it's
kind of
like
a bear
hug.
Vicious bear hug.
Yeah, but it's like okay. It's really
strangler.
Cool that it's really cool. He's really big, and he picks up Reigns, and Reigns literally just looks like a kid, and I'm just like, you have. You're massive. You know, you have this. Do something that was going to get. Because people were expecting a high impact move from him.
Right.
Well, I think that was the same problem Chris Masters had. Here's this big, strong guy, and his finisher was a damn
Full Nelson.
Yeah. The Master Lock.
I mean, I get it. He looks like an old school type big man.
Yeah.
But man, I would like
it's
to
weak.
See, I would. Yeah, it's weak. But
what I always sidebar since we were talking about Chris Masters anyway, we brought him up a couple of times. What I always was hoping he would do, because they've had this in the games for years, do the Master Lock forever until they pass out, and then pick him up and just slam the hell out of him. Man.
Yeah. Instead of just letting him go.
Slam right. afterward. Yeah. Because at least then that's something.
Yeah.
Not only did you make him pass out or close to pass out, but then you threw him on the ground while you're at it.
Speaking of wrestlers that no one's ever going to mention again, just real quick, they released the full roster for 2K16.
They did.
And now they're going to release limited edition next week, right?
I don't know. We're hoping.
Savio Vega.
Savio fucking Vega is
in
the game.
Yes. Charlotte's not.
Is it
Becky Lynch isn't.
Well, neither is Sasha.
Savio Vega made it.
Is it bad?
Now, Sasha is, though, isn't she?
No, I don't think she was listed.
I don't remember who Savio Vega is.
I thought she was.
I'll show you. He was an old school wrestler. He's what made me an Ace of Friends.
We'll feed you, baby.
I'm glad I got to teach you guys last week. You know, you get to teach me on the next one.
The big rumor is Divas Revolution DLC pack.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, moving on.
So, yeah. So, all right, we're up to title matches at this point. It's all title matches from here on out.
Zach's laughing.
I see it when you buy the DLC pack. They're going to instantly go to the ring, and Stephanie's going to walk out and be like, now, time for the Divas Revolution.
You can't install it until you watch a cinematic of Stephanie saying, now.
And every entrance has Stephanie McMahon in it.
Right. Yeah. She comes out and personally introduces all of them.
She's their advocate.
All right, so this is the one you probably weren't expecting, because I think one of you, maybe Shannon, mentioned something about Kevin Owens. He has a match.
Good.
Kevin Owens is facing Ryback for the IC title, for the Intercontinental title.
They didn't put that on Raw on Hulu.
No.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, but yeah. Okay,
my brain automatically went to, is he fighting for the hot dog eating title in New York, in Coney Island, because he's fat?
Where is Night of Champions anyway?
Where
are they hosting it?
Is it Baltimore? No, it's not Baltimore.
I don't know.
I think it's parts unknown. Undertaker's from there. All right, so Kevin Owens.
Fifth dimension.
I'll look it up and let you guys know.
That's good.
Kevin Owens versus
Ryback.
Ryback. Ryback.
Yeah.
We done?
It's so sad. Yeah.
No.
I would love to see Kevin Owens should win the title. But there's no feud there. There's nothing happening there.
They're not going to give Kevin Owens a title on a throwaway
match.
And
the whole point of this show is the showcase of the champions and everything. What I'm real worried about at this point, what I'm most concerned about with this match, is not even Kevin Owens taking a loss to Ryback. It's him getting injured by that fucking idiot Ryback. Man, don't even. Oh, my God.
If he wins it, the IC title, guess what? The IC title curses. Either way, he's going to get injured.
Yeah.
Either by winning it or wrestling Ryback. So either way, he's fucked.
Let's hope this match gets over with quick.
Hunter, what do you have against the big guy?
It's in Houston, Texas.
I have many things against the big guy.
Why are you and Asa hating the big guy?
Well, specifically this time around, just because he's against Kevin Owens, because I really like Kevin Owens.
Never mind, go ahead.
That's all I got? What?
Nothing.
I'll defend.
Wait till we get to the main event, because I just saw something.
Muscle mass is important, Hunter. The sheer amount.
You're absolutely right. In the World Bodybuilding Federation, it is 100% important. You are correct.
It's important.
He's keeping
it
100
pounds.
Right now.
No,
too.
I'm keeping it 100.
Oh no. Back the fuck up.
I didn't say I was Mr. 100. I'm just keeping
coming
it 100.
Coming soon, Mr. 100 and the five-star man.
And the five-star man.
Well, too bad neither one of you are the 200 man like Jesse Kimball.
or the 600 man like
Luke. No. Earlier today, I was eating lunch, this sidebar.
Goddamn, how early did you have lunch?
Last night. Dude, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I eat lunch at 10.
Lunch for him is, yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's lunch, like school style. So we had Chinese food last night from a place in Perryville. I had some leftovers, so brought it with me. And I heated up, brought it down on my desk. Somebody was asking me, it smells really good. What is that? Oh, leftover Chinese. Where do you guys get Chinese from? And it dawned on me. Five-star China restaurant in Perryville. Today and yesterday, I am a five-star man from eating five-star
Oh, it's a shame Asa doesn't listen to this anymore. He'd be upset right now if he's sober.
He doesn't have to listen to it.
Maybe we can show him.
Maybe he can endorse the place.
That would be great.
Or they can endorse him, I should say.
Yeah.
And I can do that, because every time I mention Asa, I always do that Chinese accent for some reason.
Oh, no, let's move on.
What?
Let's move on.
No, let's just keep it going.
If I can't make fun of the blacks, you can't make fun of the Asians.
No, I just every time, I don't mean to do it. It's like whenever I talk about how Asa does good things and also the same thing I get made fun stupid of, I'm like, oh, Asa's so great. And I don't know why I do that, but it always happens.
You did it anyway.
So
anyway, Ryback's going to win this freaking match, right?
Kevin Owens.
Dude, believe me, at this point in time, I hope you're
we
right.
We all hope
I sincerely, well, I don't know about all of us.
Whoa.
This guy.
I mean, as a man that likes to... I want Kevin Owens to win.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I do. I want Kevin Owens to win. He deserves it.
I just don't want another weird promo from Ryback. What is that voice that he does?
That's the serious voice.
Dude, what are you guys talking about?
Ryback. Move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
Let's keep going. All right.
Keep it 100.
So we'll keep that toward the end of it. Tag team title back. Match. New Day. Dudley Boys.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
But we know who's going to win.
The Dudleys.
Do we? See, I don't.
I think that you don't bring
the
Dudleys.
So.
I think in
not
the,
now.
No, not
later.
In this.
Like, you don't bring back Sting to wrestle his first match in Mania and make him lose.
I actually want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about Sting and when we get to the main event, because I read a comment from him that really struck a nerve with
me. Giving me the John Cena. I think you're going to come across this at any.
Wait, isn't this? No, this is 3D.
No, that's Cena 3D, but this is actually John Cena.
Same deal.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah. Because
you know why,
he does
right?
This. He holds a shirt like this. And
I did
John
not
Cena,
know what you were going to go for there.
He was about to present himself to me.
You know what the three is. Yeah. Three. Hustle
is respect.
I have intelligence, integrity,
and intensity.
I was going to say ibuprofen. I'm sure he's popping them.
He'll show them right where to put the needle. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I really don't. I don't think they're going to give the Dudley Boys a title.
Not in this
now.
Match, but no. They're going to win.
Yo, yeah.
The Dudleys are either going to win or.
It's like this qualification type thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, isn't it? It's a tables match, isn't it?
No.
It's
not what I have here. I don't have any
stipulations
at all.
If it's a straight up match, they will win by disqualification or they'll
put somebody through a table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think the Dudley Boys are going to walk out with the titles this time.
Not this
but
time.
But I know they will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Which. Everything that we've heard about Bubba Dudley in the past couple of weeks has really kind of soured me on him a little bit.
It just grows on you, doesn't it?
Especially,
like, sinks
especially
down in there.
When you go against the New Day,
yeah.
Who everyone goes is fantastic.
Are the greatest thing
on stage, on the camera, and off camera. They are incredible.
I only look forward to this match just to see Xavier Woods around on the outside of the
ring. Broke his trombone on Monday, though.
But he put it back together.
Oh, did he? Okay, I didn't see
they
that.
He took it apart and
did
he got it back.
Come off?
And
then, I was going to say, he just took the slide out.
Yeah, and then as he went to do the finisher move, he stuck it back in and did a little sound to it.
Can I tell you a personal story about a trombone?
Sure.
All right, I knew a trombone. I had a trombone. I played trombone my entire life.
Yeah, you told
and,
me that.
You seem like a guy who played trombone.
I did. I was a boner. So, when I was in grade school, I used to sit behind the trumpet section in band. And if anybody that knows, you know, that was in there knows where I'm going with this, because this was a kind of a legendary story. I'm kind of a legend.
What school is this?
Meridian.
Fuck, you went to Egyptian earlier.
I went to fucking both.
So did I.
Not gonna do it.
So anyway, so I'm sitting behind, there's this really nerdy kid in my class. I think his name was Adam. And me and my friends would sit behind him and empty our spit valves on his head.
Oh, man. And those things, A, get full, and B, get raunchy.
Yeah. They smell like Sasquatch's testicles. They smell like... we would just sit behind him, and we'd open the valve and blow through it and just pour it all in his hair.
Oh, man.
And looking back on it, I feel awful for it. But we did it every day, and he never told because he was scared of us.
Man.
Adam, I am so sorry.
Poor
that
guy.
Reminds me of, like, the story of...
I think I'm going to go...
if you're watching this, email us at Podzilla1985.
And tell us how much you hate me.
At hotmail.com.
I think I'm going to go, guys.
That reminds me... I'm sure you guys have heard the story about when Piper first started using the bagpipes in the WWE. They said the very first night he told me to play bagpipes, and he was, like, a new guy, and the young people didn't like him. So he goes out there, and he blows, and nothing happens. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with it? He gets back. It turns out that one of the vets put like 5 rolls of toilet paper just unraveled inside of it. So it just backed up. And so he looked like an idiot with the screen going.
And for the rest of his career, Piper made fun of everyone else.
Yeah. But I didn't.
He had to get initiated, and then he's in.
He went in like Ned Flanders and came out like Rowdy yeah. Piper.
I almost did the same thing like you in high school. They started putting the band in the basketball games. And you could sit behind them, and we had sunflower seeds. And I forget what instrument it is. That's like a big spittoon. And
the tuba?
Yeah, the tuba.
And we're
all just sitting there spinning our things on there.
Maybe it was just the area, man. We were assholes.
And you could hear it rattle.
We were dicks back those days. Anyway,
Piper.
Wrestling.
I'm sorry. I really like your Piper comparison, because now I can think it was Piper being related to Flanders. Now it makes perfect sense. The kilt feels like I'm wearing
nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Stupid, sexy Piper. All right, anyway, so yeah, I think we're all generally in contention. Yeah, that
New
it's
Day,
gonna be
New Day retains.
Or in agreement. Yeah.
Well, New Day retains. Well,
you
Dudley's win.
I'm going to go. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm going. Whatever you guys say, I'm going against
it. Do it. Well, sooner or later, though, we'll disagree.
We'll have to find a match.
And then you're going to have to pick between mom and dad. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I've been fighting with a lot of moms lately.
We'll find out, because I don't think it's going to happen today.
All right. Divas title match. Nikki Bella, Charlotte rematch from Raw.
By the way,
can we sidebar this one for just a second and go back to Raw? It's the only thing I want to talk about from Raw. I am perfectly fine with the way, generally, that things went down on Raw. It's exactly how that kind of feud would normally be built.
But we've already seen the...
Yeah, but here's the bigger problem that I have with the whole, well, I'm sorry, you know, you won by what should have been disqualification, so you win, but you don't get the title. We'll do another match for you on Sunday. Meanwhile, in the main event, Sting wins by DQ like 5 seconds in when Seth Rollins shows up. Oh, we'll just have another match right now. You couldn't do that earlier in the night? If they hadn't done those in the same night, it wouldn't have bothered me as much. But your own internal logic
and I'm with
goes out the door.
And I'm with Zach. Unless the referee is blind,
yeah, exactly.
There is no way you're mistaking Nikki Bella for Brie Bella.
At this point, they look different enough.
Nikki Bella is thicker. She has curvier. She has bigger breasts, obviously. She has a nicer ass. Brie Bella is a stick. Because she's a fucking hippie. She's dating some vegan, worthless, can't even wrestle. A B
okay,
plus player.
Out. Cut his mic. Cut the monkey's mic. I got two things.
Oh, I'm racist.
Oh.
No, I was thinking of like Chris Jericho. Play my music, monkeys in the truck.
Too late.
Okay, well, fuck
it. Go on.
Well, either way, two things about that. First of all, when is Nikki going to get so pissed off at Brie for fucking losing every time she gets in the ring to do
twin magic?
Every fucking time.
That's the heel. That's the face turn. That's when someone's
so getting ready for another turn.
And then, right. Another thing that bothered me about it is she's like, I got to hold the integrity. The second that Brie touched you, she'd been disqualified. Alicia Fox touched her first, and the ref was breaking that one up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. The logic just, you could drive a truck through the fucking loopholes there.
Just like Carmella.
Going on.
You could drive a truck right through. Not the Carmella that's in NXT.
See, I'm still thinking
I was thinking of Mickie James when you said that. I was like, you probably should use Mickie James.
When I think of Mickie James, I hear the term beef curtains.
Oh.
They're not a beef curtain. I've seen them.
Oh,
by the way.
I feel like Stefan. I just want to...
Yeah.
Side note of that.
Oh, my God.
I messaged Shannon.
Oh, yeah. I have to mention this. He messaged... I received some pictures from someone else.
Uh-oh.
From Sonny.
No, time out, first of all, because I messaged him. I was like, dude, I found out the prices for her show.
Where is this going?
I'm trying to protect you.
No, I'm going to do it.
All right, he sent me naked pictures of Sonny.
No, I didn't. No, because you're throwing me under the bus now, you asshat.
What
is happening?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
Because Sonny does a live show now where you can see her nude. And I was like, well, where is it at? You know, because I want to find information about it. So I found out the prices for it. It's like $100 for 4 minutes if you want to see everything. And then I messaged you. I was like, do you want to see? I was like, I got some news if you want to see them. And you said yes. I didn't send you news. I sent you a link to the nudes.
I'm going
to
go down here.
And, well, she wants to go down there for the right price.
No, it's way too expensive.
Well, looking at the pictures, I had the biggest crush on Sonny growing up. And looking at those pictures, I felt like Dave Chappelle. And I wish I had more hands. So I give those titties.
I'm more attracted to her now than looking back at her.
Of course you are.
I can't help. That's
so
how I am.
So a Divas title match. There was a Divas title
fuck
match
that match.
In there somewhere. Charlotte's
not going to win.
You don't think so?
Nikki Bella's going to keep it. They're going to drag this out as far as they can.
I think they're dragged it as far as they can.
No, remember what they did with Paige?
Yeah.
Dragged it out to the point of disgust.
Here it is. I think Charlotte's going to take it. I think that's the whole reason they even did what they did on Monday. All they needed to do was get that record off of AJ. They're good to go.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. That's all they did.
No, I think Nikki.
And the funny thing about it is that...
Now don't try to sidebar this. You pick a winner.
I'll pick a winner. Give me a second.
Just yanking your chain, man.
Hold on,
but
please.
I like how on Raw, she's really good. She stole it as if she really did win it. The reason you knew she didn't win it, so when Ric Flair got to the ring, he wasn't...
Crying?
He wasn't flipping out of the ring.
It was legitimately.
He's like, no, she won.
It could have just like literally slip and slide on the way to the ring
if he
from his tears.
Yeah.
A better question is, in regards to Nikki Bella versus Charlotte, is who would you rather bang?
Oh, boy.
Zach.
Who?
Yeah, who would you rather bang? Nikki or Charlotte?
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki, by far. Now, Hunter, I know you're a married man, happily.
That's true.
So you
can cut your mic and just tell us.
Right.
No.
Just put up one or two.
First of all, say something to me or him. First of all, no, I'm not going to do it. Secondly, are you really that dumb? You just cut your mic and do it. That's okay. It'll be a YouTube exclusive.
Remember, that's why we have to get this audio and sync it up with that, because I don't have a mic for that.
Oh.
I mean, it has an internal mic, but I don't know how good it is.
But then you're telling me to give you a hand signal. I'm not going to do it anyway, because I'm not going to pick.
Next match, please.
Yes, let's move on.
I never got to pick my choice.
Oh, yeah, who?
Yeah.
Nia Jax is going to make her debut.
Oh, next match,
boy.
Please.
Yep. U.S. title match. We're down to the last two. Rollins is pulling double duty. Possibly triple duty, but we'll get to that later.
There's no way they're going to put him in two matches in a row, first off. I think Cena versus
I'm
Rollins
just going
is
going
to be
you're right, the listing.
Well, that would be a way for him to go against the Authority. Like, why the fuck would you put me back-to-back matches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no doubt. I feel like John Cena is going to win this just because. I don't want him to, I kind of want him to.
I think you're right. I think John Cena is going to win by disqualification.
You don't think he's going to take the title?
I think Rollins is going to get himself intentionally disqualified so that he can save himself for his match with Sting.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That absolutely makes sense. There's a part of me that is worried that Sting versus Rollins will be the first match and that Rollins versus Cena will be the main match.
How do we...
Just because...
I could see that if Sting was around more regularly. I'm with you.
Mm.
But with him not being and with them selling the show, I mean, every ad I've seen for this show does not begin with anything but Sting's giant face.
Right.
Like, it's always just the face
hairline.
Paint. Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Also,
well, that's why they use the animated one. They use the... Cause they can cover that.
I can see where you say that he might get himself disqualified and you go for the Sting match. But then again, with the authority, like, basically going against him, they could say no. You actually
maybe
have
restart.
To,
but they already did that. They already pulled that on Monday.
They could do it again.
I just they could, but I don't think they will.
Logically, if we want to pretend that Seth Rollins is any kind of a smart person, why would he
turn off your phone?
I'm not even looking at the fucking phone. Fucking phone's gone. But you
it's
fuck,
twice
fuck
now.
A phone.
It's twice
fuck,
now.
Fuck a phone.
False phone. Fuck that phone. So whoever's texting me, fuck you.
Whoever was texting.
Whoever was texting me. So
that's done.
So Rollins, what? There's no reason Rollins wouldn't immediately get himself disqualified.
Yeah.
What's the point of fighting John Cena?
Yeah. You don't have to.
No, you're not going to lose the title by disqualification.
Right.
So just walk out.
Yeah.
Walk back away.
Right.
Match over.
Back up.
Yeah.
But you know he'll probably do at least a little bit of a match because at the very least, if there's even more logic to it, combining the two ideas, that way he can say, look, I didn't just go out there and just screw you over and get rid of your match. You know, I tried to beat the guy. He didn't want to play fair. I decided not to play fair. He'll call us something about, oh, Cena was, you know, pulling my tights or something like that.
I see him
pulling his giant dong.
I see him doing something like that. I see the authority going against him to whole set up that whole him and Triple H going to have a match. No, dude, get back out there. Have your match. Like, they're going to make him have the match.
That would make sense.
I honestly see him winning, though. Just
Rollins?
Rollins. Because I'm going to go on a huge
Have you
limit
seen
here
a John
today.
Cena match?
Yes, I see Seth Rollins.
I don't know how because you can't see him.
Anyway, so yeah, Rollins comes out.
I don't know where I'm supposed to look. I can't see him.
Rollins comes out. He's got pride. He fights Cena for about 5 minutes. Cena hits him with the AA. He escapes. He runs to the back. No, I'm done. Triple H says, "No, you get back out there and you represent who you are."
Yeah.
He goes out. He loses the title. He loses the title. Triple H is then disappointed in Seth Rollins. Doesn't think he can get the job done. He goes into the main event. There goes Sheamus. Out to win. Whoever wins that match, Sheamus comes out and beats him for the title.
I still think that's going to happen regardless.
Yes, guaranteed. Sheamus walks out.
Because they've been
playing
up way too much on Raw.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
saying, because usually when the money make happens, they usually don't say anything. But like 3 times on Raw, they said, and say Sheamus could walk out the champion tonight. And they said, oh, and then after the show was going off air, they said, tune in where he faces 2 people. And he might walk out, Steve might walk out. Hell, even Sheamus might walk out. They've been saying it way too much.
They're
about
not good
to
at
happen.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
There's no subtlety.
Although, to be fair, at that point, you almost have to wonder, well, is that what they're trying to do, is draw our attention
just
toward
trick you.
That?
Yeah.
I think one way or the other, Sheamus is coming out at the end of that match.
Yes.
Whether or not he actually wins it at this point, who knows? I don't know.
I will go out on a limit, and I'll eat a ghost pepper. Sheamus is going to walk out with the world title.
I'm going to go out on a bigger limit.
Go, what you got?
I'm going to say Rollins wins against Cena. Cena respects him so much, he turns heel and helps him win against Sting.
Wow. If that happens, I'll eat 10 ghost peppers. I will shove a ghost pepper up my ass. Live on camera.
I don't think... Well,
yeah, there is no... You are so far. There's no
I know.
Way.
I will eat
no
a ghost
chance.
Pepper out of your ass.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I'll eat the booty like ghost pepper.
I have to know how it's going to be taken in by me first.
I'm going to shove it up your ass first and then lick it out with
serious.
My tongue.
I just want to make sure. I'm just clarifying it.
It went too
specifics.
Far. It went too far.
I don't think anybody is.
I
don't think anybody's calling this at this point. So even though my original thought, and I still sort of think that this
Cena
will
by
be
DQ.
The case, Cena wins by DQ. Rollins loses the main event to Sting, and then Sheamus cashes in and gets the title from Sting.
Absolutely.
Authority.
But
6 months later,
because that's more or less what you said, and because we're all trying to have something a little different, my sort of backup plan for that was that more or less all the same stuff happens, but Rollins clean sweeps. He gets himself DQ'd against Cena, so he retains the title. He manages to beat Sting somehow or another, or reverse those two. Take your pick. manages to beat Cena, but gets himself DQ'd against Sting. Sheamus comes in, and he still manages to slip away from him. Because what a hell of a moment that would be at the end of the show for Rollins to still hold up both titles, be conscious, and then be able to say,
that would
Seth
be great.
Rollins
I would love
escaped
that.
The whole night.
I mean, Rollins is the man right now.
He
was PW Insider, or not PW, was Pro Wrestling Illustrated top
number
500.
One.
He was number one.
Yeah.
And he absolutely deserves it. He's
and that's
had a killer
why I still
year.
Think every bit of this is realistic. I think that's as realistic as what you and I were talking about.
I just, to me, storyline-wise, it would make sense that if Rollins loses the title to Sting, that the Authority would have Sheamus cash in because there's already a storyline between the Authority and Sting.
Right.
They don't want Sting to walk out with the title.
And, I mean, this is I have to love that to some degree. A, because, like I said, that was kind of my thought going in. B, because, my God, since WrestleMania, I've been going, just put Sheamus with the Authority.
That's what we've been
please.
Saying. But the winner of this, either way you put this, no matter what outcome happens, Seth Rollins wins. He can... If they can go with the Shield angle if they wanted to.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with Seth Rollins.
They can go with him and Triple H. He can be champion and beat three people in one night. Either way, he wins.
I want them to keep the titles on Rollins.
Me too.
Yeah. I do. Because I think that's a great storyline they've got going, which means they'll fuck it up. It's the Shannon system.
That's my concern.
Yeah. They're going to fuck it up.
How does the Shannon system go?
Seek out future mistakes. Establish feelings before ever speaking.
I think stay to the camera so we all know.
What was the A?
You're so good at this.
Know,
so
assume new identity. Change the spelling. Yeah. Nurture codependence. Absolutely fuck up relationship. Never speak again. The Shannon system. Anyway. The quote I had heard by Sting that I want to mention that made me think about this match is they asked him, you know, well, since you came back, if you lose at Night of Champions to Seth Rollins, won't it have been pointless to ever bring you in? Because first you lost to Triple H at WrestleMania, and then you lost. Why tarnish the legacy? And Sting said, I'm a 50-plus-year-old man. There is absolutely no reason I should be in the main event of anything, but they've put me in the main event.
Right.
I am going in here. It doesn't matter if I win or lose. I'm already, you know, I've already got the main event.
Right.
This is special for me. It's not about Sting. It's about these newer guys.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's a great quote. That's absolutely right.
That's Mick Foley level of I'm going to put somebody over.
That is professionalism right there. So kudos to Sting for being a fucking
absolutely,
professional.
Man.
And it made me think if he doesn't win at Night of Champions, he's absolutely right. He was in the main event, win or lose, main event of a WWE pay-per-view going
over
for a world
50.
Title. Over 50.
Yeah.
Still
that's
looks
wild.
Good. So I'm excited about it. I want to see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a whole 4 minutes left here. I guess we can just run this thing down one more time.
Yeah. Let's go over them and we'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw something when you said PWI.
You thought PWU?
Yeah. But I was, I remember reading an article where there was on, I don't remember where I heard it from, but Kevin Owens is saying that he was in it when he was in the indie circuit. He was like number 200 or something. He's like, I want to be 500. I want to be number 500. That way, who can say they can be the, just so he can be funny, he would be like number 500 wrestler on the thing.
He'd be the 500
And now he's like, what, number three in the list?
I was
going
to say, I would just want to be number 100. I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
You want to be Mr. 100.
We need to, I'm going to find out who the number 100 wrestler is.
And he's Mr. 100.
And we'll get him on the show next
I
week.
I love it.
Hey, Rami, should tell you something about later.
Oh yeah.
All right, so
let's run
go,
through.
And again, this is the order that we did them. We don't know exactly how they're going to go at the show. Kickoff match: Stardust and the Ascension against the Lucha Dragons and Neville.
Stardust Ascension.
Yep.
Nope.
All right. Rusev and Ziggler. Ziggler.
Nope.
Yep. Roman Reigns, Ambrose, and against the Wyatt family.
Wyatt's.
Nope.
Yeah.
Who's the mystery guy going to be?
Kane.
Nope.
Jeez.
Well, who do you say?
I don't care.
Who would it be? Like,
but you think they're going to win.
Who would absolutely blow your fucking mind?
Like, you want to know who would blow my fucking mind?
I mean, like, all right. Legibly.
You see, you just unleashed something in there.
Like, who?
So many things went through my head then.
Man.
I didn't know how to spew it out.
Who could come out that is unexpected? Not CM Punk, obviously, won't happen. But who that could come out, would come out, would make you go, wow. Is there anybody? That would surprise you?
Sami Zayn.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's still super injured, but yeah, that would be pretty good.
Well, he's Canadian.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a Muslim.
Just like, wait, what?
He is?
I know.
Nate?
Intercontinental title, right back at Owens.
Please, Owens.
Please, Owens.
Please, Owens,
Ryback.
But Ryback. Nope, he's thinking please Ryback, but Owens.
No.
Don't put that evil on me. Tag team titles, New Day and Dudley's.
Dudley's win, New Day retains.
Yeah. Just say it.
Fuck.
Just say it.
New Day.
Ugh.
It's a
oh, okay.
Well, you guys picked, so I had to actually choose the team.
Divas, Nikki Bella and Charlotte. I think Charlotte's got it here.
I think Nikki wins, but we all win when Nikki does the split.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I think Charlotte wins the title.
Charlotte.
Ah!
Because we split now.
This guy right here.
Because you split, I have to choose.
He's got
to
choose somebody.
I still don't know why he picks me over you.
Because you're the local celebrity.
You know why. Yeah.
You work in the media.
But you...
Maybe you can help me.
I got an inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like on WWE, like you thought I had a...
No, because you...
with the inside guy.
No, because
you've got sources.
I've got a source.
Because I want to be on air. I'm trying to get...
I got a source award.
I'm trying to be nice with the on-air... I'm trying to be nice with the on-air celebrity. Maybe you can get me on air.
No.
Well, then fuck that. I go Shannon.
No, U.S. title, Rollins, Cena.
Cena wins, Rollins retains.
I'm going to say... See, if I go with the secondary plan that I came up there. No, I don't think so.
Hunter.
But here's what I'm getting at. I think...
You're about fucking broke.
No, you know what? I do. I think that this is the one... Honestly, I think this is the one where Rollins would win the match. Long, hard-fought match. Rollins wins. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be clean. It could be pulled tights or the jorts,
it'll
whatever.
It'll be cheating for sure.
Yeah.
It's Cargo's
but
now.
But he wins. Is it Cargo's?
Yes, because I was...
You got super mad about that.
Because he's the whole reason I wore jorts, and then he's the whole reason I wore Cargo's, so I know what he wears.
Don't ever tell
I know what he wears.
I just fucking told all of our four listeners.
All right, so yeah, I think we all generally.
I think Seth Rollins wins clean.
Yeah, well, you're saying clean. I'm saying he wins, but probably by cheating. You're saying he probably gets DQ.
Yeah, he's gonna be muddy.
Yeah, all right,
very
and
muddy.
World title Rollins Sting. I think who the hell did she just get hit in the face? What just happened?
First of all, she's pregnant.
Oh, it's a winner. It's a winner. Okay, somebody picking up tickets.
Oh, is Big Curb coming out?
He's already out. I think he just went out there.
I honestly thought when you said she hit in the face, I saw her pregnant belly, and I was like, oh, fuck, she's hitting with the door in the pregnant belly.
I think she's freaking out because she's C Curb.
I think so. I think she won something.
Maybe she should go out there.
No, I'm good. I'm good. So anyway, I'm good.
I'm good.
World title. I think Sting wins by disqualification.
Sting wins. Is my opinion. Okay. Sting wins, maybe because John Cena comes out for revenge because he didn't win the title earlier.
Could be.
Fuck, I think he's going to join with Rollins. I think he's going to turn heel.
Cena.
I was
like Stewart did? Yeah. That he respects.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm changing the prediction right now. Here's exactly how it's going to go, Godzilla fans.
Hey,
Cena.
Get this on. I was going to say we should write this down, but we're going to have him say it anyway.
Yeah, this is exactly how it's going to go down. Rollins gets himself DQ'd against Cena. Cena gets pissed, comes looking for revenge later. Helps Sting win the world title. Sheamus comes out. And beats Sting for the title. Sheamus leaves with the title. There's your fucking ending.
But wait a minute. No, time out. Wait a minute. If he comes out and helps Sting win, Cena comes out and helps Sting win, is he going to go straight to the back as soon as it's over? Or would he be out there celebrating with Sting and then Sheamus comes out? That would make sense.
Sheamus nails Cena with the briefcase, wins it. Now you've got Cena versus Sheamus for the title. You know WWE wants to push that shit.
Oh, man.
That's the extra part to that.
John Cena!
Now that I've depressed you. So,
I'm not depressed.
So there you go.
Night of Champions. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. That's a word for it.
That's a word.
You know, I look forward to a Night of Champions.
Casey's Pizza.
Goddamn straight. Jesse Killer doesn't get shit of it.
Saturday.
He's always talked bad about it.
Oh, Roll for Friendship?
Yes.
First episode. Are we going to tape it too?
Wait, what is it?
I don't know.
Are we?
D&D.
Yeah, we're playing Saturday.
Did you see my status where I said I really want
to
be in?
I saw it today, like, well after the fact.
I was talking to people about making plans, and they were like, well, you want to hang out Saturday? And I said, I have a D&D game. I have to.
I'm going to let you guys
doing a thing.
Know now so I don't get yelled at later on. I'm going to do the Chevy Chase and show up at your game and be like, why wasn't I invited?
Well,
and then I'm going to make myself invited.
Well, good luck with that because the doors are going to be locked because it's Saturday.
I'll get you in.
We're playing here.
I'll get you in. I'll sneak away.
I thought it was going to be Gaming Grounds.
No, fuck no, we're not playing a Game of Grounds.
Hey,
so every slack job yokel can come by and watch us. What y'all playing?
What time is it?
It's about 2:20.
No,
right now? What time are you guys playing?
Like early in the morning on Saturday.
Really, like 5 a.m., dude.
Yeah, like super early.
Yeah, it's like 4 a.m.
Well, you want to borrow my camera, you can, but I got to be at work at 8.
Well, we'll worry about
that. We'll worry about it later.
I really want to play.
We're still on this.
Let's focus on Night of Champions.
I want to play Dungeons & Dragons now.
We'll feed your baby.
Team filled up, man. Yeah.
All right. So
somebody dies, I'll give you a call.
Hey, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
But
I'm gonna eat Asa.
If you die, will you please act like Chang did on Community? Whenever he was like,
no, because he doesn't watch Community.
I showed him the clip. Because okay. I was like,
I did see that. I remember right now.
Yeah. And I was like, you have to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint myself black.
The Magician.
All right. Anyway, Night of Champions looks good. I'm excited. I'm actually honestly kind of wondering what's going to happen.
I'm more excited now than I was before the show. That's for sure.
Probably more excited than I was for SummerSlam. SummerSlam was good, but I think this has the chance of being great.
I'm still more excited about the pizza.
Well, pizza's good.
Well, yeah.
Pizza time. Pizza time.
What's wrong with that?
No.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys
for watching.
For watching. If we got it going.
Chances are this is something real dumb while we were at this.
Yeah, chances are this has got fucked up. It's just going to be audio.
But who's also going to be, though, if it's fucked up?
God.
Oh, good. It's not me.
But if the video works, then thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll see you next on Sunday. For the reaction show. Actually, no. We'll see on Saturday. Yeah. Roll for Friendship.
Roll for Friendship.
Yeah, thank you, Ace. Wait a minute.
It's my camera.
Well, we might not see
well,
you.
Well, yeah. We'll be
just
there.
Messing with point you.
Is we'll I leave there. The show in the morning saying I'll see you tomorrow. I mean.
Yeah. And Hunter never sees any of them.
I never see any of these people.
He barely talks to them.
If I can help it.
Yeah. He doesn't go out there and see the winners either.
Nope.
No. Well, he's no nope. Kirby Ray.
Yeah, you know.
He didn't get.
They don't really want to know what I'm thinking.
He's just not a rockin' over there.
Podzilla, what are you thinking? Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll see you at Night of Champions, and have a great weekend.
Out.
We are the Wolfpack.